Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge once again. On behalf of www.gofgold, we invite all of you for the latest updates that we have in store for you in our short podcast. Joining me is my co-host Lakit Peris, and what we'd like to convey is our apologies up front because Pathum Nisanka was purchased by Delhi Capitals for the IPL 2026 for a whopping sum of 4 crores, and it slipped our mind to convey this to you yesterday on the great purchases. So congratulations to Pathum Nisanka. He now does join Delhi Capitals, and Delhi Capitals have three important players out there. They've got Pathum Nisanka, and they also got the luxury of Dushyant Chamira to join them in their quest for the 2026 trophy. But let's not forget the great buy Kolkata Knight Riders investing on Mathisa Pathirana is still a feature being spoken about in the cricketing circles. Right, let's leave the IPL alone for the moment and then go straight down to Adelaide, where Australia came out with a sterling performance after being in trouble at one stage. Now, they made 371 in their first essay in the third test at the Adelaide Oval. Usman Khawaja made 82. Alex Carey, 106. Remember that Michelle Starc is no mug with the bat anymore. He made 54 and Josh English, 32. For England, Jofra Archer, 5 for 53. Bryden Case, 2 for 89. And Will Jacks, 2 for 105. So that's the innings break at the Adelaide Oval. In England, under a little bit of stress, they could have, I think, bowled better according to some of the experts. They leaked a few runs, and credit must go to the lower middle order of the Australian batting lineup, who put their hands up and came up with a sterling performance. Right then, at United Arab Emirates, Bangladesh simply outplayed Sri Lanka in that league game. They beat them by 39 runs. Having a look at the scores, Bangladesh batting first were in trouble. Bowled off for 225, and the experts felt that Sri Lanka under-19ers would get there with ease. But the Bangladesh bowling attack is excellent. They've got so much variety in terms of their seam and spin, and they at the moment look mostly tournament favourites, because remember, they are the defending champions, and they got Sri Lanka bowled out for 186. So very well played, Bangladesh winning this game by 39 runs, and they'll meet Pakistan in the second semi-final, while Sri Lanka will meet India in the first semi-final, which Sri Lanka did want to avoid because we all know how strong a batting lineup is India, and also even their bowling, excellent set of under-19ers. Well, in a dead rubber game, Afghanistan beat Nepal by 6 wickets. Nepal 124 bowled out, and sadly for them, and Afghanistan, who are also out of the competition, got to the target losing only 4 wickets. So that was basically a dead rubber game. We'll also keep you posted about Sri Lanka's women's tour of India, where they'll be playing 5 T20 games against the world champions. And tomorrow, mind you, Sri Lanka under-19ers will be given one of their biggest challenges, I feel, playing against India. And we wish the boys all the very best. Well, unfortunately, the wicket for yesterday's game was not very batter-friendly. It was a very difficult wicket that Sri Lanka youngsters had to bat on. It was turning square. I always ask myself that one question: why are they playing the 50-over game, which is supposed to bring a bit of entertainment on difficult pitches? The answer, we'll never know. Thanks for listening. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, you know, the Irish are wonderful singers of Christmas carols. And here is a little group. They are called the Hometown Boys, and I listen to them singing O Holy Night, the Advent Carol, sung in harmony beautiful piece of music for your listening pleasure. So do get your headsets on, dear, and then have a listen. You'll love it.